This morning we have the privilege and the honor of having Tyrone Burrell with us. Tyrone is the Executive Director of Sons Ministry, and I was privileged to spend the weekend with him in the winter blast that went on in our community, and saw literally hundreds of people, hundreds of teenagers receive the message of Christ. We saw, well, Tyrone, I'll tell you, I'm not going to steal all the stuff that he has to say. Of course, it'd be interesting if I did that, what he would say. Really see that Holy Spirit just move in this building. But Tyrone's a wonderful man, and it's my privilege and my honor to present him this morning. Tyrone?
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know we're having a winter blast. And just want to pass out these cards. You can just pass them out there. Here. Let's pass out these cards here. Fire. How many of you, it's the first time you're hearing about the winter blast? The rest of you heard about the winter blast? Amen. Okay. I was in Kevin's office and I found all those cards. Huh? You handed a lot of them out? So we've ministered to probably over 600, I mean, put Friday and Saturday together, 600, 700 kids and teens, adults, over the weekend. And it was a blast. It was a blast. And we honor God for that. It was big. It was big. And everybody say, go big. Or don't go at all. Now, that might be, I don't know, maybe that's not entirely accurate. But maybe it is. Because even in the little things we do, if we do them unto Jesus Christ, whether it's teaching in Sunday school, picking up someone for a ride to church, taking your devotion time, whatever you do in obedience unto the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's picking up a piece of paper in the sanctuary, that is big. It's all big. Because, man, we serve such a magnificent, awesome God. And to think that He would ask of us, desire of us, something in a relationship, that's huge. You know, the problem with, a lot of problem with teenagers today, young people, and us, is that, we think nobody's paying attention. Nobody's noticing. But I want to encourage you, let you know, that everything you do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how, if it's small in your eyes, whatever, I tell you what, if you do it wholeheartedly unto the Lord Jesus, raising your family, cooking breakfast, washing the car, kids, taking out the trash. Mom and Dad's got to beg you to take out the trash. And you're like, oh, you're groaning and everything. Hey, do it as unto the King, washing the dishes. You do everything as unto the King. The little bitty itty, you know what? Do it as unto Jesus, husbands, maybe you and the wife have had a little disagreement or something, Go ahead and give her a little peck, a little kiss, unto Jesus, Wives, when that husband just ain't understanding, ain't getting you, just go ahead and show him that respect anyway, like he's the King anyway, Just do it unto Jesus. So, the little things, everything, guys, just let's be obedient. There's a kingdom principle that says, if we're obedient, if we're faithful in the little things, that God will, I kind of, I wondered if Jesus would change this up, because really sometimes I don't understand it. You know, as we've been faithful in sons and the ministry, serving the Lord, and the Lord keeps adding unto us stuff, and I'm like, no, God, why don't you change it up? As you've been faithful, don't give us more things. Give us a vacation. So I'm working with him on that. But what he is, you know, you're faithful, he'll give you more. You know why? Because he can trust you. He can trust you. And kids, about taking out the trash and whatnot and all that stuff, that's part of your test. Because God has made your parents and you who are working and you have employers, made them to give you these little things so that in a relationship they can trust you. And then pretty soon, they give you the car keys. You know, sometimes they're reluctant because if we haven't been faithful in the little things, you know, we're not going to get the real goods. And I'm telling you, everything on this earth is just a shadow of the real stuff. And God is seeing how we operate with this natural stuff before he can give us the real goods. And I tell you, the real goods is so much joy. You know, Jesus used the example, he talked about that if you're faithful in little, the talents. He gave 1 5, 1 3, 1 or something else. And he said, those who use them, they came on a day of accounting. You know, you took out the trash and as unto the Lord. And it says, Jesus said, then he said to them, enter into the joy of the Lord. So when we're faithful with the little things, I tell you what, Jesus has a payday. He has a payday. I think one of the songs was saying, you know, maybe a little suffering in the night, but joy in the morning. God has a payday, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So sometimes life might get a little mundane or whatnot. Find out what God wants you to do. God, what little thing do you want me to do today? You know? And just little natural thing that's going to bring some joy, that's going to bring something to someone else, if it's visiting someone in the hospital, you know, and God will just reward you. You guys hear that? Okay. He's faithful. He's a rewarder. So this weekend was an excellent time for us. And first off, though, I'll tell you how, you know, just a little pattern when you're trying to please God. 20 years ago, about 20 years ago, I had this event. And events are cool. Events are all right. I mean, Jesus had events. He had events where he fed 5,000. It was cool, you know. And he had events teaching on the hill and multitudes. And but it was all for the purpose for him to, of course, get that word out, but so that he could take the multitude and gather up disciples who then would change the world. So 20 years ago, I had secured a gymnasium and got a band and was really prepared to share the gospel. And the day of the event came, and I'm excited. I prayed. Got people. The band knows they're supposed to be there. The band shows up. We're ready to go. We're setting up the sound system. And time for the doors to open. And nobody's there. Nobody showed up. And see, back then, I'd given Kevin cards to pass out. No, that part wasn't. But nobody showed up. And, you know, I kind of thought, okay, wow, I kind of felt embarrassed. I asked the band, hey, why don't y'all play one song and I'll praise the Lord, you know. And they just kind of wrapped the equipment up and were very disappointed. And I could have gave up then, you know. But, you know, even in our ineptitude and not getting it all together, if we make some sort of effort to do something to glorify Jesus, you know, he'll give us more just keep being faithful. Even if you're falling, you're stumbling, just keep being faithful. Keep being faithful. You know, we have a volunteer who, you know, has struggled with drug addiction and seems like, but he's a great volunteer. When he's clean and everything, man, he is a great man. He could, man, but every now and then it just seems like, man, he takes a fall. And, you know, 1 to 3 months took a fall. But then it was 6 months took a fall. A year. You know what? He's been doing good now, you know? And it's like, man, he's trying. He's trying. And that's one thing about the body of Christ. You know what? We can mess up. But, man, we're so full of the love of God, we just keep hanging in there, you know? And people get a chance to grow and mess up, but grow and maybe mess up a little less, but grow. And before long, you know, it's like God's given us the keys. Ooh, keys. Keys of the kingdom. Keys to bind and loose. Keys to just bring his glory on the earth. So we've got to be patient with one another because we're all in process. And God's, you know, we're all at different places, but it's all the same principle. God, what do you want me to do? And how do I be faithful at that? So that event was 20 years ago. Didn't happen. My wife kind of looks at me goofy when I do stuff like that. And I just, you know. But this weekend, we had, like I say, over, you know, 600 folks that we ministered to. And it was a vision. And I tell you, in Acts 2-something or other. See, I get messed up. If I start looking at notes and stuff, I just get messed up. And most of the time I get messed up anyway, so I'm trying to make it simple. In Acts, it talks about, I'll pour out my spirit on your sons, your daughters. The young men shall see visions. The old men shall dream dreams. I don't know if I'm an old man or a young man, but I do see stuff. I do see stuff. I just turned 50 this past December, and I'm confused. We're getting the praise and worship band together for this event, and I think it was historic in Port Huron. I mean, we brought the black kids, the white kids, the kids from Northern, the kids from Anchor Bay, the kids from Port Huron together in this blast band because it was the winter blast. I'm telling you, they jammed. I mean, they had a little bit of all the cultures mixed together, and it was tight. How many was there Friday night? Oh, yeah, wasn't it? Am I telling the truth? Oh, yeah, yeah. The rest of y'all didn't get cards. I know that. You know, I know that. I know that. But, John Fleming, Bernie's and Jim's son, did a fantastic job with our screens and video. And the place was fantastic. So, okay, a bird just went by, and now I got to get back on track. Okay, where was I? What was I talking about? Vision? Oh, yeah, Acts 2:17. Okay, thank you, Pastor. He's trying to make up. But a fantastic event, and over 600, 800 in attendance. Okay, thank you, and God bless you. Okay, but if I had a little something to talk about, I said, let's do this. Let's do this. And I think that's the spirit that God wants to put in all of our hearts. And actually, if you've accepted Christ, he has put it in you, his little seeds. The Bible says that we have the mind of Christ, you know. Sometimes when you look at your family members and they haven't had their first cup of coffee and stuff is in their eye. And for me, I wake up and I have this breathing machine, the CPAP. I'm like Darth Vader. I got marks all over my face, you know. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to speak at the church. I better get up early so those marks get off my face, you know, so get that mask off me. But I tell you what, even in all of our frailty, all of our, you know what, we have the mind of Christ. And God will use us. Sometimes, you know, maybe we get impatient because we look around and we see what each of us looks like. But you know what? Man, God has chosen to put his glory in these earthen vessels. So he's put in us that, you know, what did Barack Obama, he says, what was his theme on the campaign trail? Change, yeah, but what? Yes, we can. And with Jesus Christ, we can. All things are possible. So he's created us to be the changers in this earth. The theme for the blast was becoming loyal and standing tall. Becoming loyal and standing tall. Blast. Becoming loyal and standing tall. So let's everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Okay. All right. This is a B. Everybody go like this. B. L. I think A. Just go S-T. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. My wife came up with this, and, you know, a lot of times men get credit for stuff, but a lot of times the Lord puts the vision in the women, you know, and we just got to listen to our wives, and, you know, then we can go with it, because the men, our brains are a little bit slower than the women, so it's a wise man who will listen to that female in his life, and it'll be the voice of God. So she came up with this. And we're going to do this. Since you guys, some of you weren't able, you didn't get cards, you weren't able to make it on Friday night. But we sent staff into Central, Holland Woods, and Chippewa Middle Schools, and they learned this cheer. They didn't know anything what it was going to be about, but we sent them in there. We had such favor with the school district, they allowed us to do this. So on the night of the event, we had the Porter High School drum line come in. They kicked off the program. It was tight. It was right. And then the Port Huron Northern cheerleaders, our performing arts group, and probably 50 to 60 of the middle school kids came in and did this cheer, and it was fantastic. So we're going to let you do it. All right. Let's do the vocal part first. Okay, you repeat after me. Becoming loyal and standing call. This is our mission. This is our call. Becoming loyal and standing tall. This is our mission. This is our call. Okay, let's try this a little bit. Okay. Remember that. That's the verse. Okay. Give me a B. Okay, but what you got? That's good. Okay. Let's see. But let's do it this way. You got to say like this. I got your B. I got your B. Okay? Okay? Give me a B.
I got your B. I got your B.
Give me an L.
I got your L. I got your L.
Give me an A.
I got your A. I got your A.
And then you go, S-T. Okay. All right. This one. Give me a B. Okay, wait. Okay, I'm going to do like this. I go like this because I left the part out. I go, give me a B. Then you go, B. I got your B. I got your B. Okay, you guys keep your part. I'll do two parts. Okay. Just slow it. Let's slow it down a little bit. Give me a B. B. I got you. Give me an L. L. Give me an A. A. S-T. S-T. What does it say?
Black.
What does it say?
Black.
Becoming loyal and standing tall. This is our mission. This is our call. Try it again. Becoming loyal and standing tall. This is our mission. This is our... Wait, y'all kind of weak over there. Wait a minute. This is the young people. Okay, here we go. Becoming loyal and standing tall. This is our mission. This is our call. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. All right. Okay. So, everybody say, let's do this. I tell you what. If you've been faithful with the little things, there are no overnight successes, no overnight wonders, stars. It's because we're faithful. Jesus Christ was faithful. And everything, you know, it says like, you know, he's 33 years old and he comes on the scene. But he was being faithful, learning to obey his parents, studying the scripture, exercising his relationship with his heavenly Father, praying, hearing from him. I mean, the Bible says in Hebrews that they, by reason of use, have their senses, spiritual senses, exercised to discern between good and evil. And I think of that as the voice of God. You practice listening to God. You know, you got to high school. You got to get up in the morning sometimes and say, God, what do you want me to do today? And you have to be willing to offer yourself. So this is why it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. God, what do you want me to do today? If you're going to go to work, God, is there anyone I need to speak to say something? Can I be sensitive? And just see what God has in mind for you. And as you practice hearing from God more and more, you'll see those encounters that's like you said something that, man, that person needed to hear that. Right at that, y'all ever experienced someone say something to you and it's like, wow, that was God just, you know, confirming that thing. A few days before this event, my wife, we talk in the morning about just different things. And she shared, you know what? I had a dream that someone deposited $10,000 in the son's account. She just had that dream, you know. So she shared it with me. So my wife had attended a board meeting, a son's board meeting. She never attends a board meeting at son's. Number one, it's 7:30 in the morning. So she doesn't come out to those. But we hadn't had a secretary. My secretary has a couple kids, so she couldn't make it out. So I asked Laura to come to the meeting. So she came. And son's, you know, we're a nonprofit. Our funding kind of goes like, psh, 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 psh. But it's fine. It's all right. We know the banquet, that's when we get a spike. But first of the year, we got insurances, different things come through. So my board, we're like $10,000 we spent more than we took in. How many run businesses like that? Don't raise your hand. But that's all right. That's all right, because I know we go through that month. Typically, that's how that rolls out. So Laura just was like, the board holds me accountable in how we do stuff. And she was really feeling the pressure. Like, wow, they really. I said, baby, it's all good, baby. It's, you know, this is what they do, you know. And but she said she's never coming to a board meeting again. And that she said she's going to treat me a lot nicer. Because if I've got to be responsible for all that stuff, she wants to be nicer to me. So I'm going to invite her to come to another board meeting. So this whole event, though, was something that we said we must do. We just have to do it. And so for 3 months, we've been in planning for this. And maybe that's something had to do with the thing I did 20 years ago. You know, God wants you to plan. You know, it's good to have ideals, but then you have to do the little bit of the work under it. So we didn't have the money to do this. We didn't, let alone kind of our regular operations. So, but we knew we had to do it. I tell you, as God, as you're faithful to God, He'll put some things on your heart that you just know you have to do. Anybody ever had something like that? It's like, we can't really afford to do this. We got to do it, you know. Maybe like you know, man, I haven't been talking to my children, so I really don't have the best relationship with them. But you know what? I got to take some time out and take my kid to McDonald's or something and have a conversation with him. Sometimes you just got to do some things that you got to do because God leads you. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but God will give you what to say. Maybe it's just listening. But things we just got to do that we got to do. So, I tell my board, so this is an easy thing, but to put this event on is going to be $10,000. So, and we say, the reason we're doing this, we want to reach teens, saved and unsaved. We want to encourage youth workers because there's been youth workers coming to Sons saying, man, we open up our doors of our church, we open up the gym, we get kids who aren't church kids come in, things happen, fights break out, can you guys help us? And so we've been sending staff to help kids, youth workers, know how to deal with urban at-risk kids, which is basically almost everybody right now. And so we said we wanted to have this event for teens, we wanted to have it for youth workers, adults, those who deal with kids, to help them be more efficient, more better qualified to do that. And number three, we wanted to do an event that would bring the local body of Christ together. So that was what we felt we needed, we had to do. And, you know, as Moses said, we're leading this people across the Red Sea. What do we do? How are we going to do this? We're at the sea. The army is, you know. And God said, what's in your hand? Stretch it forth. I said, okay. So as we approach this event, what's in our hand that is going to accomplish these goals of reaching these hundreds of kids? And it's like, you know what Son says? We have relationships. Relationships with churches, relationships with youth pastors, the school district. And so with those relationships, it became incumbent upon us to just communicate the vision. Communicate. Habakkuk says that, I believe it's in Habakkuk. Everybody say Habakkuk. Any of y'all say that differently? Habakkuk. Well, which one is the right way? You're the Greek scholar? Okay. So what do we have? We have relationships. The radio stations, TV. So we get the word out, and it's just the most beautiful, the best thing we've done. But it was because we were faithful all these years, and we've established relationships. So the whole thing wrapping up with this, the financial thing, was that 3 days ago, I take one of my young proteges, young mentors, I'm the old guy, so he's the young guy, so I'm the mentor. Okay. And I take him to talk to a lady, and I tell him, and it's like, you guys got to get mentors. Whatever you want to be, if you want to do something, find someone who's done it and just hook up with them, hang out with them. So I take him because I know he's going to see something here because I have a sense God's going to do something. So we go into the office and we go there. The lady has a check for us for $7,500. But I go in and I before we went in, I told the young man, you know what? I think we need about $10,000. You know, we need a little bit more than what I think she wants to give us. You know, it's like Elijah telling, who is the older one, Elijah or Elijah? Okay, I'll never remember that. So the old guy told the young guy, come on, follow me. We're going to do some stuff. And that's how it is even with God. Everyone who's had a little experience with God, you need to find someone you can carry with you, who you can share your life with, so that you can pass this thing on, you know? Young people. We have so many young people come to the Lord. Man, we need young people, their peers, to walk with them. So find somebody. So anyway, so we go into this office and go into the door, and she hands me a check for $7,500. I said, ma'am, this is a tremendous event that's going to be happening, and we need $10,000. She says, oh, yeah? She said, well, this is going to be the easiest ask and give that I'm going to do this year. She says, just tear up that check. She calls her secretary, writes it out. comes in with a check for $10,000. So we've been telling the kids, because it's like, you read the card and how much was registration? $5. We said, you know what? Just come on in. And then I get a call from the Portland Area School District. You know, there was a nice article in the paper 2 weeks ago. And they say, hey, do you need some money for this event? It looks like it's going to be great. And so I said, no, I don't need any money. No, I didn't say that. I said, Am I a fool? Send me the cash. So we're going to invoice them some things with some costs. So it's just, here we are. We don't have the money to do the thing, but we have the vision to do the thing. We have the vision. We start talking about it. We're talking about it. I'm telling my staff, I'm having youth pastors come over, and I'm sharing with them to the point of repetition. My wife is like, do you have to say that again? But you're writing the vision. You get excited about something, you do something. I mean, you have a church here. Somebody got to talking about it, you know? You had the Christmas thing, the reverse Christmas. And in my neighborhood where the office is, we had people come up to us and, man, we've got 11 kids. No way to get them to the reverse Christmas or that thing they're having at Range Road. Oh, the reverse Christmas? Yeah, whatever, at Range Road, we need some Christmas. I said, okay, took one of my staff, take the van, just take them out there. So someone must have gave me a flyer on that. So that's kind of, okay, say, come on, Tyrone, focus. Okay. You're right. So where was I? Bring the kids out in the van. Money. Okay, so school district calls, you need some money, sure. We invite the kids, they can come, it's all paid for because there's vision, we put the vision out, and okay, the planning that went forth, and I shared over and over, I'm back. Amen. We shared over and over with, we'd have these little meetings, and I would share, this is the vision of the blast. You remember the story, the movie, The Chronicles of Narnia, the second one, Prince Caspian, and little Lucy, she had her older brother, sister, what were their names? Yes. And she was more loyal to Aslan, the lion that represented Jesus, than her two brothers and sisters. And here's the whole vision that we wanted to see happen over this weekend. Becoming loyal and standing tall. The scene where the general of the enemy's army is going to come into Narnia and wreak havoc if they can get across this bridge. And Lucy, the little girl, is just standing there. She pulls out her knife. And the general of the army is like, that little girl going to stop us? No way. Let's charge. And as he's approaching, Aslan, the lion, comes up to her side, looks around, lets out that big roar. Roar! And all of a sudden, the waters congeal into something that looks like the form of Jesus. And the waters pick up the bridge with the general and his troops on it and destroys it. And that's the thing we wanted our young people and youth pastors and the church community to see, that, man, God has given us, He loves us so much that He's looking to make us to be able to stand tall. And it can happen. And the message we want to say to young people is 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself. Jesus Christ wants to show Himself strong to those who are fully committed, loyal to Him. God wants to do exciting things. So as we're faithful in the little things in life, the little things that we're doing to honor Jesus Christ, He's looking at us. Don't think we can slip and slide on some of the little stuff. I mean, we've got to love one another. We got to forgive one another. We got to walk. We have to have fervent charity with one another. You know, walk in that mind of Christ that he's given us. And, man, he's looking. Jesus Christ is looking so that he can promote you, so that he can use you to make his son famous. I mean, you know, you see what the world does when they want to lift someone up. I mean, or have an event or something that, you know, hey, Jesus Christ is the answer, the only answer. This is this tough economy and everything like this. You know what? That hasn't affected the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still looking and wanting to show himself strong, not in the midst of just good times, but in the midst of tough times. He wants to show himself strong. So that's the vision that we shared. We cast before the people and say, God wants to do the same thing with all of us. So let's do, everybody say, let's do this. We have the mind of Christ. We know how to be faithful. We have faith. It works by love. So we'll love God. Love one another. We'll be fully committed to him. And see, sometimes we're wondering why our young people aren't getting fully committed. We got to be the example. So we're fully committed to him. So his eyes are on me. Say me and us. So he's going to show himself strong and mighty. Jesus said, here's another way to get Jesus to show up too. To get Aslan, that lion, to show up at your bridge where the enemy's coming in. John 14:21 says that if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. We'll love one another. We'll become one. And he will show up and manifest. I mean, that's the thing I was praying for Friday night. Lord, we've gone through all these logistics, natural things that we have to do. But Lord, it means nothing if you don't show up. So we did all that in Jesus Christ manifested. We had the altar call, but let me give first a few shout-outs. Friday night, you should have been there. Porton High School drumline kicked it off. Porton Northern cheerleaders, our performing arts group from Sons, like say 50 of the middle school kids did this performance. Our Sons basketball players walked in with these lights and things, and it was fantastic. The room was darkened. The lights, fireworks were on the screen. It was fantastic. We were uplifting, magnifying Jesus Christ. The praise worship band that was, like I say, a mixture of kids from everywhere. They were jamming. Oh, yeah. My son was up there, Ryan. He's a freshman. And we were laughing. You know, he's a little bit hamish. Some of y'all know my son? Okay, where does he get that from? I don't know. But they say he was finishing up one song and, you know, some of them high notes, he wasn't really attempting. I mean, he was nice and smooth. It was smooth. But then as he kind of turned away from the audience, hit that mic. Oh, yeah! Well, okay, I'm sorry. It was better than that. I don't sing, so. But he hit his note as he, you know. But he was finding himself in the praise and worship experience. And it was just awesome. They gave the altar call. And I stood up, another youth pastor came up, and all of a sudden, the kids started coming up, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Hey, how'd I do that? Oh my gosh. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So all of a sudden, the kids came up, a mighty flood of children. And the servant of the Lord stood by the right side of the altar. I mean, I was by the right side. And I mean, these kids came up, and then I'm like, I don't have any cards or anything. And man, six kids came to me. I said, well, just come on over here. And what did you guys come up for? We accepted Jesus Christ in our heart as our Savior. Said, and you? Yeah, we accepted Jesus Christ. And you? Yeah, I want to follow Jesus Christ. And some of them were kids who played in the basketball league. Some of them were just the little girls who were in the cheer thing, who were learning to cheer, becoming loyal and standing tall. Tonight they found out who it was they were to become loyal to and stand tall. So we prayed with them. We told them, as new believers, hey, get in the Word. Three things. Get in the Word. Pray. Have fellowship. Find a church. We took their information on the cards. Then a lady came up. One of the mothers, unchurched, whose child just was performing in the thing and they're coming out to support their children. She came up. Hey, I want what they got. I said, you want to receive Jesus Christ? Said, yes, yes. So we prayed with her. And it was just totally awesome. And so we had between 40 and 50 make first-time decisions that night. So an awesome experience. And all of this in vision was just aligned to His purpose. You know, for God so loved the world. He loves that. So we align ourselves to His purpose. And Jesus manifested. As you continue to be faithful, Psalms 37:4 says, just keep delighting yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. So, great things that I seen on that night were the praise and worship I talked to you about, the first time decisions, seeing God pay the bill, and seeing the relationships that were deepened, and meeting with the pastors. Pastor Joe Benishaw over at Ross Bible did a PowerPoint presentation, had me speak at Ross, and did a PowerPoint presentation, sent it out to like 20 churches that they could do on their wall. So just the relationships, precious relationships. You know, a week before I asked Kevin and his wife, would they do a workshop? And they did a workshop on relationships and respect. The workshops on Saturday were fantastic. We also did a fashion show for our girls in our sister circle. It was awesome. Friday night, the kids had signed up what workshops they wanted to be in, and they wanted to be in. Some of them wanted to be in Kevin's and Nikki's workshop, relationships and respect. But you got to know the kids I'm dealing with. They crossed off respect and they just wanted relationships. I don't know what that is, but. But I tell you what, after they heard about purity and whatnot, the seed was sown in to have relationships and respect. We had Judge Cynthia Platzer, Judge Dan Kelly, and one of the men we work with who's now serving the Lord. He did a couple years in prison. And we call that workshop Reality Check. Tremendous, tremendous. Letting kids see what choices, consequences, and the presenter that I had and the young man who'd been to prison but now serving the Lord, it was good for him because he had many parking tickets. And he's going to see Judge Platzer on the 17th of the month. So they were able to get together and work things out as they presented the class. But everything was just fantastic. And we had one of our young ladies share her testimony after a couple of our kids danced a very lyrical dance to the song Mercy Seat. And just seeing our young people grow in leadership. Hey, this wasn't about me. And just seeing how God, as we're faithful, is growing our ability to reach out in this community. So I thank you for being a part of it. I thank you for, you know, getting the word out. See, I'm getting the word out. Thank you for Kevin and his wife doing such a tremendous job. Let's give them a hand. And I just want to encourage you all to dream big, to continue to do the things you do as a church body, and, hear God and stand tall, be loyal. You guys are on the right pathway. Do great things for God, but it starts with just being faithful in a little bitty. So we went from 20 years ago, something, and nobody showed up, to something where we were able to reach hundreds of kids. And but it's just about being faithful. So God bless you. Thank you.